This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Health officials in the U.S. state of North Carolina said on Thursday that they stopped administering Johnson & Johnson doses at a mass vaccination site in the capital, Raleigh, and at clinics in two other towns after at least 26 people experienced adverse reactions, including fainting. Wake County announced Thursday evening 18 of the more than 2,300 people vaccinated experienced adverse reactions to the coronavirus drug. Four people were taken to hospitals for further examination, and the state and federal health officials are now reviewing the matter. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that reactions like fainting are not uncommon after someone is vaccinated, though it is reviewing reports of adverse reactions in North Carolina and three other states. In Colorado on Wednesday, 11 people saw adverse reactions after receiving a Johnson & Johnson shot. Two of those individuals were taken to a hospital. Australia and the Philippines limited use of the AstraZeneca vaccine on Thursday, while the African Union dropped plans to buy the shot. The Philippines suspended the use of AstraZeneca shots for people under 60 after Europe's regulators said on Wednesday it found rare cases of blood clots among some adult recipients, although the vaccine's advantages still outweighed its risk. Australia recommend those under 50 get Pfizer's candidate in preference to AstraZeneca's. The African Union says it now is exploring options, with Johnson & Johnson having dropped plans to buy AstraZeneca's vaccine from India's Serum Institute. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.